This Week in Free Energy.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Thank you for joining us for the April 17th, 2011 recap of Free Energy News. Heading the story this week, or the news this week, was James Kwok's Hydro Technology Floating to the Top, story by Hank Mills, talking about how our associate Ashwath Palice of Panacea Bokoff recently visited Hydro to witness a demonstration and perform tests of their technology, which has also been confirmed by two universities. This Hydro technology is, on a limited basis, available commercially now. Allows for energy to be harvested from gravity-induced pressure differentials in columns of water. They have a 50 kilowatt, 250 kilowatt, and 1 megawatt system available, supposedly. The credentials needed are that you need to have power transmission license capability. OBMs, which stands for, I don't have those initials in front of me. OBM Global's multiple angular force generator nears production. Another big story this week. They allege to produce abundant and clean energy by combining the principles of gravity, momentum, and centrifugal force. They plan to lease rather than sell the generator, starting with a 240 kilowatt system and a 1 megawatt system, commencing later this month, with the first installations in June. And in this Rossi cold fusion front, Sergio Focardi, the father of nickel hydrogen cold fusion, had an interview on the radio talking about his pioneering work with nickel hydrogen fusion. Was later joined by Andrea Rossi, who brought new and key ideas to the table. Focardi plays the comedian here, so it's not easy to tell if or when he's talking straight. For example, he says he looked around and saw a hole in the ceiling that had flown upstairs, unquote. And in another news story at Free Energy Times, Andrea Rossi said he has signed a contract of tremendous importance in the United States, quote, "We will manufacture together a network of plants to sell the energy. I am very happy for this because I am extremely indebted with the U.S., where I got my rebirth, and we will make here new jobs and a useful work. So I'll give back part of the help I got, as it is my duty," unquote. We also posted a story about the Wave Disc engine that has been making mainstream news, actually, SIPS Fuel. The Wave Disc engine offers many benefits, including massive boosts in fuel efficiency, like 2 to 3-fold, very low emissions, weight reduction to 30%, and a simple setup with few parts. Did a story about Mr. Keshi over in Belgium. Says he's selling 3 to 4 kilowatt plasma generators. Only caveat is there won't be available for a year when he plans to start also a class called the, International Space Transportation Institute or something like that. Quite quixotic. In the downside, we posted last week a story by Scott Chubb regarding Infinite Energy regarding the Andrea Rossi cold fusion technology. And Scott Chubb has passed away on March 25th, 2011 at the age of 58 after a long illness. He was born in 1953 in New York, received his bachelor's degree in physics from Princeton, master's and PhD degrees also in physics from the State University of New York and Stony Brook. He will be missed. Story about Tom Bearden and the real cause of the energy crisis by Sepp Hasselberger, our associate at the New Energy Congress. says in 1989, Nikola Tesla, who gave us AC electrical power, the rotating magnetic field that makes modern motors and generators possible, and radio, had already discovered how to take all the electromagnetic energy one wishes directly from the seething active medium, i.e. in modern physics terms, from the active vacuum. He was already briefing technical societies that this could be done at will. That's a little snippet from his article. You want to take a look at that, posted on April 1st. Solar power without solar cells, a hidden magnetic effect of light could make it possible. A story out of PhysOrg says, a dramatic and surprising magnetic effect of light discovered by the University of Michigan could lead to a solar power without traditional semiconductor-based solar cells. At the right intensity, when light is traveling through a material that does not conduct electricity, the light field can generate magnetic effects that are 100 million times stronger than previously expected. A YCIPS technology can turn any surface into a photovoltaic power plant. A French company recently showed off a prototype phone wherein the touchscreen display itself housed a solar cell. YCIPS technology also allowed light to pass through a semi-cylindrical lens into a strip of photovoltaic cells below, while also allowing the surface underneath to show through, and enabling many to potentially become a self-sufficient power producers. The horrors of fracking. A must-see 21-minute video excerpt of Josh Fox's Gasland documentary gives a glimpse into the horrific world where people face who live in vicinity of certain fracking operations, with water that catches fire, severe headaches and neurotoxicity, hair falling out, animal, fish, and human deaths. Fracking imposes the most severe environmental degradation of any energy type and is replete with criminal cover-ups of its dangers. We also posted a story, Fukushima Falling Apart. Article details how new disclosures from Japan's traditionally closed society on Fukushima. Cracks have formed in reactors number 1 through 3 per the latest NISA reports. New emission of isotopes are hinted at. A number of sources are given showing that Japanese people are waking up. And many other stories over at freeenergynews.com. We thank you for joining us for This Week in Free Energy.
This Week in Free Energy is brought to you by the Open Source Energy Network. Join them online for daily updates at freeenergynews.com. Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIG Radio Network of Stations.